And it's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable.
I dream I turn on my steel belt and radio. And even all the songs that you don't hear on your normal radio. There are songs that could break your heart, but they will never give them a chance to start to make their top of some pop chart. All my DJ said, hey sir, it's just a song that matters now. Just a song that matters now. It's all it ever was supposed to be. I dreamed I'd turn on my steel radio. 24 hours a day, commercial free. Yeah, well, one great song after another on steel velvet radio. 'Cause if it's sung from the heart, then where else should it be? Songs I continue to grow. Forget the chorus, man, you just write it and let it flow. Someone out there will listen, believe me, I know. All my DJ said, hey sir, just a song that matters now. It's just a song that matters. The songs that were ours and ours alone. But you can't get disenchanted, because some station managers might get slanted towards advertising dollars and taking all of us for granted. All my DJ said, hey son, just a song that matters. Just a song that matters now. Hey, baby, why don't you bring back John Hyatt and bring back Lyle Love, and you can bring them back, well, on steel velvet radio. Why don't you bring back Bob Snyder? Todd Snyder, won't you bring him back, yeah, on steel velvet radio. Why won't you bring him back, Ron Sexsmith, and bring him back, Red Eaglesmith, and bring him back, baby, on steel velvet radio, on steel velvet radio, steel velvet radio.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not Thursday. It's Sunday. It is Tell the Band to Go Home, but Thursdays here on UMFM, I host steel-belted free-range radio and have done so since 2003. It was never really meant to be my show. It was always supposed to be someone else's show, but those someone else's just you know, kept quitting after a while, and then eventually it just became my show. And well, it was never really meant to be that. It became that. And after a while, it just kind of, you know, when I ran out of friends to alienate, it became, well, not what it was supposed to be. So it is with some sense of hesitation I tell you that this Thursday coming up, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, is the last ever Steel Belted Radio. Oh, hello, UMFM. Hello? Hello? Oh, wait. Hang on. Hello? Is that you, Ron? No? Okay. Well, fine. I know, but she's not on that phone. She's on the bat phone. Okay, I'll figure it out. I probably did that wrong, but the switch isn't flipped, is it? Did she flip it again? It's so annoying. Never mind. Anyways, yeah, so tune in this Thursday for a culmination of nearly 14 years of Free Range Radio on Thursday nights. All right, well, sure, let's try it again. Hello, UMFM, hello.
Is it working this time?
Yeah, yeah, third time's the charm, Ron.
I guess it is. Your co-host didn't want to play radio today, huh?
Well, not so much.
Down in the dumps?
He's kind of mad at me, I think, but he seems to be coming around a bit.
You alienated him, too?
I've even alienated my own flesh and blood.
Oh, man, how do you do that?
I have a talent.
And that's why you're canceling your Thursday show, because you've alienated all of your listeners.
Yes. Both of them.
Both of them.
I realized a couple of weeks ago when I played Corey Hart, and nobody said a word, that nobody really cared anymore. And that kind of felt like, well, if they don't care, then why do I care?
Oh, man, Jeff.
Yeah.
No, we do care.
Okay.
We do.
Well, you can still care on Sundays. I'm not giving up this without a fight.
Well, but it's sad.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. Thanks, well,
Ron.
I'm sad.
Thanks, Ron.
Maybe the other guy is, too.
Yeah, my mom is a little bit sad, yeah. Yeah.
Should've Last Sunday, you made a casual observation.
Did I?
About those disturbing photos of our president. I won't use the swear word, even though Matthew Ryan says we can curse on your radio show. But to paraphrase, you said Donald Trump has poop coming out of his mouth. And those disturbing photos show Trump on his rump taking a dump in all of his interviews that he does with media people.
Yep.
Now, there are those who would say they would call it verbal diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
And there are those who would say it's more like, in his case, it's more like a bowel movement from the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I've researched this. This is why I'm bringing the subject up again.
You're a scientist.
No, I'm a media guy. Okay, I'm a reporter.
Oh, okay.
I'm the Fifth Estate guy.
Well, then you just tell alternate truths. We can't trust you.
Well, that's it, alternate. But I call it not a bowel movement, but a vowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is words.
Right.
But I figured out how he does this.
Not
how he
big
does
words,
it. When he's sitting on the toilet and there's poop coming from his mouth, you think, well, what's his other end doing, the bottom end?
I've never actually thought that, no.
You haven't wondered about that?
No.
Well, I have.
I bet you have, Ron. I bet you have.
Being the investigative reporter that I am.
Well, somebody had to get to the bottom of things.
To the bottom of things, that's right. It's a dirty job. But I figured it out. He's got a reversed digestive system.
Does he?
He can, the outflow at the top end is a vowel movement. He's using the bottom end to suck it up. It comes in. he's bi-directional.
Where's this going, Ron?
Well, I'm just trying to make it a logical explanation for how he does this. It's like an earthworm. You know, did you ever play with angleworms when you were a kid?
Yeah, yeah. Jeremy
you know,
likes
have you ever noticed
worms,
that
yeah.
Both ends, the mouth and the butt, look the same?
Yep.
And they say serve the same function because the earthworm can travel. Well, there is no forward or backwards. They can go left or right because the butthole becomes the mouth, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Because the orifice, I love that word, orifice.
Yes, you do.
First dirty word I learned.
Mm-hmm.
The orifices are the same. So I think Donald Trump is what you'd call ACDC or AMFM or bidirectional. There's other words that come to mind, but I'm not going to use those. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
That was brilliant. Thanks. Thanks for illuminating things, Ron.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to miss you on Thursdays.
I'm going to miss you too,
what
man.
If everyone who listened to you had to call in just to acknowledge their appreciation for what you do? All you'd have is a frickin' call-in show.
I have a feeling it wouldn't come to that, but you're welcome to call in on Thursday.
To who? There'll be just blank space?
No. Skippy's going to take over. I hadn't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, that's the big bomb.
Skippy's coming in, and Skippy is one of the best. And as a matter of fact, his original time slot is Thursday Free Range Radio. Am I right about that, Skippy? So
Skippy is terrific,
and now he gets to stretch out a bit. And I kind of realized that maybe the themes were wearing a bit thin. So now it's time to just do what the rest of us do and play whatever the hell he wants, and that's great.
I can't argue with that.
No,
I can't argue with that.
But yeah,
it still leaves a hole in my life.
Well, I'm glad to be
seriously,
your hole.
I'm not joking. I mean it. We love your show.
Well, thanks.
So anyway, I can call up with obnoxious, stupid things to say on Sunday still.
Yes.
Skippy doesn't go in for that kind of crap, does he?
Well, you never know. If he's running short on content, he might be looking for some obnoxious crap. So
I sense though that he's above that.
Well, look, he's coming in to meet you right now on the air. Yeah.
No.
Skip, you need to meet Ron. Ron, meet Skip.
I think I might have met Ron before.
I think we met on the telephone once.
Yeah, I think Ron's called into What's the Narrative before.
You just didn't put him on the air like I do?
No. I have enough respect for him.
I didn't swear. When did I swear?
I called in about One Meatball, Josh White song, One Meatball, when you were doing a food show.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that was it.
I think we ended up getting that on the air, didn't we?
I missed it if you did.
Yeah, I think we did.
Oh, darn. Well, hello?
Hey, that's all you.
Just tried to cut the phone off again. He already did that to me 3 times today. Okay, Skippy, congratulations on your expanded time. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and Jeff, goodbye.
There's Ron for you, everybody. So tune in on Thursday. Here, I got to play this request before I forget. We'll send this out to our pal Dale.
You got to play more music because there was a call off while you were talking to Ron. There's a play more music.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Take my pulse. I think it's too fast. It's so hot in this house. I'm going out to dark backyards to stay. Till it's cold enough to sleep the night away. And we might be missing everything or nothing at all. But don't worry about that anymore. And if I told you that I loved you, would
It's okay. X-O-K. 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 It's okay. X-O-K.
X OK, that's NQR Buckle. Oh boy, we're running low on time. Thanks for calling with that one, though, Dale. Friday night, we had a great show at the old Sunset Saloon. It was the return of our pal Dylan Ireland. And he's got a brand new record called Every Other Night. He came along with his pal, Kayla Howren. And she stopped by here on UMFM on Friday. To record a couple songs. We're going to hear one of those. But first, here's something from Dylan's new record. And then we'll explore the... We'll get in the time machine with Kayla after that. But first, here's something new from Dylan. His new record is called Every Other Night. It features some great folks, including our pal Jim Bryson, all over this thing on piano and organ. I never understand that. If you're going to hire Jim Bryson, you hire him to play guitar, don't you? But he's all over this thing, piano and organ, and including this track right here. Here's a song called Time and Again, brand new from Dylan Ireland on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Mind. And I've been on the deep end, This song's called Country Radio.
That is Kayla Howren, along with Dylan Ireland, performing live here at UMFM on Friday afternoon. And before that, we heard something from Dylan's new record. We heard Time and Again.
Hello.
Oh, you're finally going to talk, are you?
Yes.
What did you think of the concert on Friday? It was pretty great, eh?
No, it was terrible.
You didn't even come and watch, so your opinion doesn't really count.
It kind of does, because I could hear it from the TV room.
Yeah, well, you're just...
So could Fluffy. She was so energized Fluffy. By the music that she went on her wheel so much.
Yeah, Fluffy's the hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of you saw her before. Wait, maybe like a couple house concerts ago when lots of people came into our TV room and then they looked at Fluffy.
Yeah. You have anything else you want to say?
Yes.
What?
Today when I was at my grandma's, grandma, if you're watching or listening, then you know what I mean. Well, when I was at my grandma's and I was leaving and I was waiting for my dad to come, we were just sitting in the chairs down in the on the main floor. And then this lady, came by with her little dog that was so adorable and it was only 10 weeks years old and he was so cute. He was only one, two.
Hey, Jer.
Three, four, Jer. Five, six, seven.
We have a caller. Do you want to say hello?
Hey, Jeremy.
Oh. Hi.
Why does nobody write songs for you, kiddo?
Okay.
What's the matter with the world?
I don't know.
Well, I got a song for you, but your dad's not going to invite me over to the concert hall. So it's up to you, kid.
Okay.
You pick the date. I'll sing the song, and then I'll skedaddle. I'll get out of there before I offend Jeff again.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hope you feel better.
Why? I'm not sick.
Okay, we got to move on. Oh, man, I have so many things I wanted to play today. So we're talking to Kayla Howren the other day about...
Play a song that Ron made.
Yeah, well, he refuses to play it unless we invite him to come and perform at our house.
Come and perform at our house, Ron.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. We were talking to Kayla Howren the other day about her visit to UMFM, and she said, oh, I remember, I've been there before. And I was like, oh, you have? And it turned out that not only has she been here on UMFM before, but
that.
On my show. And I didn't even know. So we're going to play that for you, and it's a guy who I am very excited to be going to see again in a couple weeks. Just say it quick, because we're
okay, wait,
get to it.
A couple, like, when, Mom, when...
Stop playing with the mic.
Someday, can we...
Jeremy, stop playing with the mic. Say what you gotta say.
Someday on the house concert, can Ron come and sing my song?
You have to talk to your mother about that.
Oh! Mom, please, can I, when we get home, please tell me.
Way back in 2012, Kayla Howren was down here with her pal, a guy who's playing at the Static Roots Festival in just a couple of weeks. Mr. Jack Marks. What? I didn't even know.
Since you're gone, tried to love some other girls. I even bought them dresses, rings, and strings of pearls. But they don't love me like the way you do. Cause I got them baby come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother.
Calling on the telephone.
I need your blues. Since you're gone, I tried to love some other guys. Even let them buy me all my heart desires. They don't hold me like the way you do. Cause I got them baby come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother.
Calling on the telephone. I need your blues.
Miss me too.
Think about you every once in a while. Sure would be nice if we could spend a little more time together. Maybe we would feel better. But do you miss me too?
Oh, think about you all the time. Plow through my mind like a tiller time, tearing out my heart soil. Honey, you make my pot boil. Since you're gone, took a couple gals to the picture show.
Is that so?
Even took them down by the river, same spot that we used to go. But their eyes don't shine in the moonlight like yours do. Cause I got them baby come back home.
Yada.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother.
Calling on the telephone.
I need your blues.
Oh, yes I do.
Since you're gone, I went to Paris and I seen the sights.
Oh, is that right?
Even took a gondola ride through Venice on a moonlit night. But every time I turned around, I was looking for you. Cause I got them baby come back home.
You oughta.
Hurts to be alone.
Don't bother.
Calling on the telephone, I need your blues.
We both got them baby stay right here. Never gonna place no one above. Never gonna need nobody else other than you.
Down on a desperate demand, yeah. my hips to judge lines in the terrain. I'll suffer your smile where I stand. Cause hey, it's bones on me. Tattle and handle on you. It's bones on me. Power! Tell no tales corner. I'm thinking somehow there's got to be a blessing here. If I move, my lips split. My next step is broken glass. You left me a wish, but it's still on where you passed. Cause hey, this bone on me. Every we'll be right back.
in the shells, 'cause the men were all dead. It's hard to make a living as a fisherman, and you came and took everything we had. All that money on a shaky deal got your dirty hands upon you. Sorry, you're a samurai at your command. You just crush our lives with a sweep of your hand. So much damage to you, got nothing to say. Wipe out anything just 'cause it's in your way. Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Sunshine. I don't love you.
in the goddess of love. Dust spins at your feet. How waves you breathe. And you I can believe.
Things might change, especially.
The beautiful voice there of Erin Ray and her band, The Meanwhiles. That's the title track to their Crazy Talk EP. Before that, we heard Nadine Khoury from her album, The Salted Air. We heard You Got a Fire. It's another beauty. John Bleck and the Rats in there from the album Leave Your Love at the Door. We heard Rosie. And Peter Bruntnell in there from an album called Nosta Comrade. We heard Mr. Sunshine, and we also heard in there David Corley from his album Available Light with The Joke. And we started that all off with something from Jack Marks, recorded live here at UMFM. The I Need You Blues, recorded in 2012 with a then unknown Kayla Howren. What do you know? Coming up in just a couple of weeks, it's the Static Roots Festival in Oberhausen, Germany, and all the folks in that set, with the exception of Kayla, although Jack's been phoning to invite her to come. Kayla has other things to do, so Jack will have to make it on his own. Check out staticrootsfestival.com, I think. Is that it? I don't know. Somewhere. And there's more. I kind of stole that set from Dietmar, the organizer of that festival. If you look him up on YouTube, Static Root Festival on YouTube, you can find that playlist with more things, including some great live versions of those songs. And we'll hear more of that and maybe even talk to Dietmar next Sunday here on the show. So tune in next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Coming up this Thursday for the very last time. Steel Belted Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Don't miss it. Skippy's coming up for one of his last times at 4 o'clock with What's the Narrative. He'll be moving over to Thursday in a couple of weeks. Check out tellabandtogohome.com, and thanks for being here, everybody.